The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen already today a video that's doing the rounds on social media. It's certainly up in the News Talk platforms. And it's of a mother in Cork confronting the Taoiseach Micheál Martin about her daughter's need for hip surgery, having waited literally years, well over a decade. That mother is Antoinette Burke, and she's the mother of Katie Byrne, who has cerebral palsy, amongst other needs. And she is with me now. Antoinette, it's good to talk to you. Good to talk to you again. It's many, many years since you and I spoke about this first down in Cork in your home. For people who don't know, tell us a little bit first maybe about Katie.
Hi, Kieran. Nice to speak to you again. Well, Katie is 18 now. She has cerebral palsy. She has a dysplastic hip, twisted femur, retroverted pelvis, one leg shorter than the other, and the ball and socket is so worn down, it's saucer-shaped.
And
Kate?
Go on. I was just going to say, and how long has she been waiting for surgical intervention to deal with any of those issues?
Well, Katie was first diagnosed with hip dysplasia at the age of 4. So on the 20th, well, she was actually 3 years and 8 months. On the 24th of September this year, she'd be 15 years waiting on surgery.
And when she was first referred for surgery, did you know then that there would be some degree of wait? Were you aware of the problems in the system? Or did you just think, that's great now, we'll get these problems solved?
Well, when she was diagnosed at 3 years and 8 months, it said she was to be kept on a close list for basically to keep an eye on her. And every letter after that is the same thing over and over and over again. And the last one that we got through Enable Ireland was the 27th of June, 2022. And it says that she has some uncovering of the hip and she's undergone an arthrogram and injections. And she's undergone a recent CT which demonstrates containment. But then the surgeon says, I need to look through these CT in more detail.
Sorry, so that's the most recent surgical date she had was 3 years ago.
2022 was the last time we saw anybody in Enable Ireland.
What's Katie's quality of life been like over those 15 years?
Well, since Katie had her last surgery, which was 2004, she very, very rarely uses her wheelchair because we have kept her standing. We had to pay for physio privately because she doesn't get it through her service providers. She goes to the gym 4 days a week to keep her strength up. And, you know, apart from, you know, her hip being the way it is and her being in pain, she fights through it because she's the type of child that won't back down. She's like, no, I have to keep walking. So she's fighting tooth and nail to keep walking all the time.
And what's it been like for you then, Antoinette, campaigning all of this time?
Well, it's an ongoing campaign all the time, like to try and get Katie what she needs. I'm her mum. You know, it's my job to get her what she needs. So, like, if I have to fight 24/7, that's what I do. You know, it's exhausting, it's draining, it's very frustrating. Mm. But, you know, I fought this long, I ain't backing down.
At the same time, I mean, you confronted the Taoiseach today. When Katie was diagnosed, Brian Cowan was Taoiseach, then Enda Kenny,
yeah,
then Leo Varadkar, then Micheál Martin, then Leo Varadkar, then Simon Harris, then Micheál Martin.
And now Jennifer Carol McNeill.
Yeah, well, now, yeah, she's Minister for Health now. Yeah, so is there? I mean, I kind of want to word this delicately. I mean, is there a point at which you just think this is never going to happen?
That's why we've gone to Dr. Paley in Florida, because I've given up hope on anything happening in this country for Katie. You know, when you're fighting 15 years with surgeons and they're telling you no, you do give up. You know, but I won't give up on Katie. I'll give up on Ireland, but I will not give up on getting her what she needs and giving her the independence that she needs.
And how's Katie today?
She's actually okay. She's still in school because she's doing her leaving cert and she has study classes after school. So she's still up there. She should be home in the next 15 minutes or so. So like she, you know, she what she wants to do when she finishes school is she wants to actually be an occupational therapist because she knows what it's like to have to fight to try and get everything that she needs. So she wants to try and change, you know, how children are helped. And obviously she'll understand, you know, when there's a parent there saying like, well, I need a wheelchair for my child or they need new AFOs or they need whatever. You know, she has that understanding, so she will have the empathy with those parents and she'll fight for them.
And do you think, Antoinette, people, and I'm not just talking about politicians here, but the public in general appreciate, you know, when these stories are told, just how all-consuming this can be for families. Because again, one of the things I remember about being down in your house all those years ago was in the front porch, there was all this equipment that kind of Katie had grown out of size-wise that had been, you know, donated, yeah, stuff that helped with occupational therapy. Yeah, I remember it, all of that stuff piled up. And I just thought to myself, God, it was a great, in a way, example of a kind of a physical manifestation of how much this takes over. It actually was taking over your house.
It does. Like, if you see my house at the moment, like, people have donated me clothes and stuff, and I actually have them up on Vinted, and I'm selling them. My house is like a charity shop at the moment, with stuff that I have put up that obviously haven't been sold. And it just literally takes over my house. And then, obviously, I have Katie's equipment. She has her own equipment in her bedroom, her wheelchair, crutches, everything. It just takes over the whole house, like. And, like, that's our life.
Yeah.
We just, you know, get on with it. Just wheelchair in the way, we just move it out of the way, like.
Yeah. Well, listen, if people want to know how they can help, because, you know, these surgeries are not inexpensive. There's a GoFundMe, Help Katie Get Hip Surgery. If you go to GoFundMe.ie or just Google that with GoFundMe, you'll find the link to it. Help Katie Get Hip Surgery or Katie Byrne GoFundMe. We'll get you there as well, ultimately. Antoinette, thanks a million for talking to us, and good to talk to you again, and say hello to Katie for me. Yeah, Antoinette Burke there, who's the mother of...
Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Antoinette. And you would have seen that video online.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.